I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan Pappenhausen!
Here's a clearing from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on it! Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Got the grand final this week, obviously, the Melbourne Storm taking on the Panthers. And the one thing that stands out to me is the way that Cameron Smith is handling this week. Now, we all saw at Suncorp Stadium after that game against Canberra Raiders where, you know, Smith came off with a few minutes ago. He went off on the far side of the field. He sort of did, you know, a kind of a lap of honour. And normally when Smithy comes off the field, you know, there wouldn't be any waving to the crowd. There wouldn't be any carry on. It'd just be a walk around to the bench, you know, the handful of times he has come off in his career. But it was really different the other night. And Blind Freddy could see that when he was going around Suncorp Stadium, I think it was pretty obvious it was the last time. And if it wasn't obvious then, it became blatantly obvious when he was chaired off that field. Now, Cameron Smith, he's not the sort of guy to want to be chaired off a field. And, I mean, if you listen to that press conference after the game, you know, they never said he was retiring, but geez, you could just see the grin on the face, couldn't you? It's over. And the thing that has blown me away the most has been that Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith, they have absolutely nailed this. I mean, they just put the absolute cleaners through the Canberra Raiders. They've been one of the best teams the last 2 years, if not the second or third best team. They've been incredible. They've been so resilient, and their defense has been unbelievable for the last 2 years. And Melbourne Storm put the absolute cleaners through them. And if you were to compare the Melbourne Storm performance on Friday night to Penrith's on Saturday, Melbourne have blown them out of the park. Now, the Penrith Panthers, they're the fairy tale story. Yeah, they're the team everyone wants to win. The Melbourne Storm, they're coming in as the red-hot favourites. And if you if you compare the performances from the weekend, the Melbourne Storm are miles ahead right now. But no one's talking about it. Everyone's talking about Cameron Smith. Yeah, he's told you all with his actions he's retiring, but his words, he's done the opposite. And everyone's puzzled. No one understands why. Everyone's talking about it, saying how silly it is. This is exactly what Cameron Smith and Craig Bellamy want. No one's talking about the Melbourne Storm. Everyone's talking about Cam Smith, which is exactly how he wants it. He's taking all the pressure off his side. There's so many young, inexperienced guys in this team that haven't won a premiership yet. It's not what they're used to. Yeah, they've got a lot of guys that aren't overly experienced, and they're just taking all the heat off them by letting the media talk about Cam Smith and his future. This is absolutely perfect. He created all the fanfare the other night. The Melbourne Storm absolutely blitzed the Raiders. And instead of all the commentators and all the media, you know, saying how good the Melbourne Storm are going, it's all about Cameron Smith. He knows exactly what he's doing here, and he is playing the NRL like a puppet, like he has for the last 20-odd years. This is unbelievable, the way that he's handling this week. This is straight out of the Wayne Bennett textbook. We're going really well, but we're going to distract you with something else. We're going to fly under the radar. This is brilliant. I love what they're doing here, and I think it's going to take a lot of pressure off the rest of this squad. You know, you've got Cam Munster, Ryan Pappenhausen, all these absolute superstars that no one's talking about simply because Cameron Smith has used a distraction and he hasn't said that he is retiring. Blind Freddie will tell you he's retiring. Every single player in that camp knows. My favourite thing at the moment is each week when he does play, watching Cooper Cronk on commentary trying to play his poker face, pretending like he doesn't know, pretending like he hasn't known for probably 3 months. It's incredible to watch. It's just perfect rugby league. They know exactly what they're doing. They're playing the media perfectly, flying under the radar. This is what the Melbourne Storm want.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.